WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey, gorgeous souls. Riley Hart here, your daily dose of confidence and sunshine, back with another episode of The Confidence Glow. Now, let's be real, life can throw some serious curveballs our way. There are days when you feel like you're rocking it, and then there are days when, well, let's just say the inner critic shows up uninvited to a party you didn't even want to go to. But here's the thing, my loves, the key to navigating all of life's ups and downs? It starts with something incredibly powerful. Self-love. I know what you might be thinking, self-love? Isn't that a bit cliche? Trust me, it's way more than just bubble baths and Instagram filters. Self-love is about treating yourself with the same kindness, compassion, and respect you would offer your dearest friend. It's about acknowledging your strengths and embracing your imperfections because let's face it, we all have them. So, what does self-love actually look like? Buckle up, because I'm about to spill some serious wisdom. First off, ditch the negative self-talk. Ever catch yourself saying things like, I'm not good enough, or I'll never be able to? That inner critic is a total buzzkill, and it needs to take a hike. Start replacing those negative thoughts with positive affirmations. Tell yourself, I am capable, I am worthy, I am beautiful. You get the idea. Next up, prioritize self-care. This doesn't mean spending hours on end getting a facial or a massage, although that's always nice. Self-care is about nourishing your mind, body, and soul in ways that feel good for you. Maybe it's taking a walk in nature, reading a good book, listening to your favorite music, or simply spending some quality time alone doing something you love. Speaking of me time, learn to say no. You don't have to be everything to everyone, and that's okay. It's important to set boundaries and protect your energy. Learn to politely decline requests that drain you or take away from things that are important to you. Remember, saying no is not selfish, it's self-care. Don't forget the power of gratitude. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life, no matter how small. A delicious cup of coffee, a sunny day, a kind gesture from a stranger, these little moments add up. Finally, remember that you are worthy of love and happiness. This is not something you have to earn, it's simply a part of who you are. Embrace your imperfections, celebrate your strengths, and never stop believing in yourself. Ever feel like you're putting everyone else's needs before your own? You know that feeling when you're running around like a chicken with its head cut off, trying to juggle a million things, and then you crash and burn because you forgot to fill your own cup? This happened to me last week. I was so caught up in planning this awesome event for my friends, I completely neglected myself. By the time the party rolled around, I was exhausted, stressed out, and honestly, not even enjoying myself. It was a wake-up call that reminded me of something super important. Self-love isn't just a feel-good mantra, it's about making conscious choices that prioritize your well-being. So, what did I do? After the party, which was a success, by the way, I made a list of things I could do to show myself some love. It included things like getting a massage, taking a long bath with essential oils, and spending an entire afternoon reading in my favorite park. And you know what? It felt amazing. Not only did it help me recharge, but it also gave me a renewed sense of energy and enthusiasm for life. Okay, loves, let's recap. Self-love is about ditching the negative self-talk, prioritizing your well-being through self-care, setting boundaries, appreciating the good things in your life, and believing that you are worthy of love and happiness. It's not a luxury, it's a necessity. So, what's one thing you can do today to show yourself some extra love? Maybe take a few minutes for meditation, treat yourself to a delicious healthy meal, or put on your favorite outfit and rock it with confidence. Remember, the world needs your light to shine bright, so go out there and glow, girl. I'll be back tomorrow with another dose of inspiration. Until then, stay confident, stay kind, and remember, you are absolutely fabulous.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.